Mahaprabhu. So, Hare Krishna. We are indeed fortunate to speak today because it's just at the time when we should be getting ready for Radhashtami tomorrow. Some people are celebrating Radhashtami from today because time is short and they may not be able to do it tomorrow. So, let us dwell into the glories of Srimati Radharani. I am reading from this book, Radharani. It's a beautiful book, available downstairs, few copies only. Some more copies are coming tomorrow. So, first of all, we must try to understand the background. And once we know the truth of the whole situation and the background, then you can go into deeper into the glories of Radharani. You see, you want to learn any subject, you have to find an acharya, you have to find a guru or a teacher. Supposing you want to learn medicine, then you have to go to a medical college. You want to learn about metallurgy or engineering, you go to an engineering college, etc. So there are four recognized topmost acharyas, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's none other than Krishna, in the mood of Radharani, that detailed story we have discussed sometimes earlier, he took two principles from each of these four great acharyas, Vaishnava acharyas. Now, he took two principles from a very great acharya whose original name was Sri Nimbak Aditya. So, he later on was known as Nimbarkar Swami. This great Acharya gave two wonderful principles which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inculcated in our Krishna consciousness. The first principle he took was taking shelter of Radharani. Without taking shelter of Radharani, our progress cannot take place. Because even in the Mahamantra, we start with Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The word Hare, the first word Hare, is a vocative tense for the word Hara. Means when you say to somebody who's great, "Oh, my great king," you know, like announcing to a great personality. So similarly to Radharani, we are saying Hare, because she is Hara. And first we have to take shelter of her holy name. Then you can go to Krishna. I'll give a practical example. A child goes running always to the mother, isn't it? Every child, small child. Why? Because a father can sometimes be a very tough character. He may give a hard time to the child. Child knows this, especially when they do something wrong. Because the father is ruthless, mother is merciful. That's the difference. Krishna is the father. Sarva Bhuteshu Ambrajbit Pita. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Bhuteshu, of all creatures, Aham, I am. Bij means seed. Bij Pita. I am the seed-giving father, Krishna says. Okay, so if you have a father, then who's your mother? So mother is none other than Hare, Radharani. So we go running first to the mother, to take shelter of mother. After all, we are only 1/10,000th of a tip of a hair. The Jivatma, by definition, is very, very tiny. It is nano, like nanoseconds, it is nano length. Very, very tiny. So we can easily be overcome by this Mahamaya of this world. Because Mahamaya is very, very big, very strong, very capable, and we are not really. So we always have to take shelter of Radharani. So that is the first principle that Nimbarkara Acharya had given. The second is high esteem of gopis' love for Krishna. If you follow and learn about the high esteem of the gopis' love for Krishna, then automatically you will develop the love of Krishna, which is the goal of human life. So two things. One is how to get shelter, and second is how to fulfill the life's only purpose. Life has got many purposes. Initially you have to learn, you have to study in school or college or whatever. Then you have to earn money. Most of us, brahmacharis exempted and sannyasis. But most of the grihasthis have to do a job. Otherwise, your wife will ask you, where will I pay this bill from? And therefore, you need the money. So that is the second step. The third step is, you'll have your own children, you'll have your own house, and so on and so forth. But eventually what? At the end of life. At the end of life, is that the only purpose? To have a big house? You know that famous story, I think many of you might have heard of this gentleman in Calcutta. He was a very, very rich Marwari gentleman. But he was very, very fond of money. And like many of us. So, he built this beautiful mansion made of pure Rajasthani white marble from Makrana. And then, just the day he was going to enter that new house of his, got a heart attack in the excitement and died. Poor fellow. But because his mind, which is a vehicle for your soul when you leave the body, remember this, the mind is the vehicle for the soul, which is you. And when you leave the body, the mind rides on the buddhi. First, you must find out where you are going to go. So the buddhi comes in front. And the mind is a vehicle. So the software is the buddhi, and the hardware is the mind. And you are sitting on the mind. And that mind will go wherever it is directed. Now, if your mind is in the direction of this house only, then beautiful, my house, and he died, poor fellow. So what happened? Because he had that great ability to store things throughout his life, he became a mouse. That was all he had done, mouse-like activities. He never gave much in donation or anything. He only stored for himself. So he became a mouse. Then what happened to this poor fellow? His sons, two sons, were very happy that Papa has left so much money, this beautiful house, everything. So they put a nice big picture on the wall. And every day morning they would do aarti to this father's picture. And this mouse is saying, "Are Baba, I am here, I am bhukhaya abhi. I am so hungry. I am your father." They say, "Oh my God, there is a mouse here. Beat him. Take him out." So they were driving this mouse away. Now, that could happen to any of us if we are not having proper guidance. At the end of our life, we have to develop pure love of God. And you can only develop love of God from somebody who has already developed love of God. You see? Just like we told right in the beginning, if you want to learn music, you have got to go to a music teacher. There is no other option. So the gopis are our teachers to develop love of God. There is nobody else who can teach us except the gopis, truly speaking, at the topmost level. Of course, there is Hanumanji, he can develop love of God in the attitude of service. Arjun in the attitude of friendship, isn't it? Yashoda Mai can teach us in the attitude of Vatsalya Prem, means like a mother or a father. But ultimate is the gopis. So that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took. So today, on this eve of this Radhashtami, I would like to request all of you to follow in the footsteps of our great acharyas and develop this great love of God. Now, this will take me about 1.5 hours. So you have to be patient and you have to stay awake. I know many of you are hungry also, but that will happen at the end. You will get the best prasad, because I understand my great friend Gaurang Prabhu is preparing today and his team. So you will get very good result if you stay right here. You will get two results. One is you will get the best prasad and you will get this love of God. Who wants this? Everybody wants? Yes? Okay. So we are now coming to this subject of how to develop pure love of God. Now, you know, we have to follow these acharyas, and our latest acharya was none other than His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON. Now what happened, you know, when he was young, small boy of four or five year old, in his house, his father's name was Gaur Mohan Day. So his father used to invite many, many wonderful, saintly persons. And these saintly persons, he would tell, please bless my son, means this small, tiny Abhaycharan. Abhaycharan was the original name of Bhaktivedanta Swami. This small little boy's name was Abhaycharan. Please bless my Abhaycharan that he can get the full mercy of Radharani. Okay. So every person he met, he would only ask one boon, one request. Nothing else. I want money, I want fame, I want good health, I want good wife, kuch nahi. My son must get the full mercy of Radharani. That was his only request. And that is why Radharani showered all her blessings and mercy on Prabhupada. This is a fact. If you read Prabhupada Lilamrit from cover to cover, you will find Radharani's mercy flowing all the way through that entire life of Srila Prabhupada. So we have to follow in the footsteps of such acharyas. And we have to develop this love of Radharani. Because by developing love of Radharani, you can develop love of Krishna. Because Radharani is the topmost lover of Krishna. So, wohi sab sikhayegi. She'll only teach us. Nobody else can teach us. Truly speaking. And tomorrow we are celebrating Radharani's appearance day. So, let us understand first of all, what happened right in the beginning. So, in this book, this famous book, chapter 5, I am going to consider Radharani's appearance in Golok. What happened was this originally. God was alone. Krishna is alone. Krishna then, being alone, cannot enjoy. You see, if you sit alone in a room, nothing there, can you really enjoy? It's impossible. You need somebody to talk to, somebody to enjoy with, somebody to do anything with. So the very thought that he had, Lord Krishna had a thought, that itself was enough. And since he was sitting in a place of Golok Vrindavan, means up in the spiritual sky, called Rasa Mandala, there is a Rasa Mandala there also. There is also a reflection of the same Rasa Mandala in Vrindavan, Mathura district. So whatever is there, you can see a similar situation here, because when he came nearly 5,000 years ago, Krishna brought all his paraphernalia, everything came down with him. So he was sitting there in the Ras Mandal and he was thinking like this. Now in the Ras Mandal, one side of the Ras Mandal, there is a mountain, a hill. Many of you may go eventually to Golok Vrindavan. So I'm telling you the geography. So you should know in advance. So you're not caught by surprise. So one side is Krishna's Ras Mandal, and just near that Ras Mandal on one side is a mountain called Satrakshna. Satrakshna is none other than Govardhan of this world. Okay. So now you are clear which is the original and this is Govardhan here. So, and there are beautiful gardens over there. Krishna loves nice gardens and nice flowers. Malati flower was there, Malika flowers were there. Beautiful running rivers were there. And as soon as he thought of his pleasure and thought of enjoying, immediately from his left side of his body, a maiden appeared. A very, very beautiful lady appeared, girl, like a 16-year-old girl. And she was dazzling like millions of moons. So pretty she was. Her teeth were almost like jewels, like pearls. Her smile, Smita means Hasya, was so attractive that Krishna was immediately attracted to her. Her clothing were coming and dazzling as if they have come from fire. It was so bright, her clothing, Radhaji's clothing. Her name became Radha. Why? This is very important to know. Everything you must know, the fundamentals, the root. Ra comes from Ras Mandala, because that is the place. And what happened was, the Radha part, the is a short form for Dhavanama. Dhavanama in Sanskrit means she ran. What did she run for? She wanted to please Krishna. So she ran immediately and she collected flowers and made instantly a flower garland for her beloved Krishna. And therefore, Krishna calls her Radha. That is the first time Krishna called her Radha. Now it's everybody is clear how the name Radha came. Okay. You all know Krishna's name, no? Akrishniti Krishnaha. One who attracts everybody, Akrishan, is called Krishna. So Krishna's name, root of Krishna's name is Akrishan. Akrishniti Krishnaha. Just like Ramaniti Ramaha. You know, one who gives pleasure to everyone is called Ram. So Krishna gives, attracts everyone, and Radhaji gives pleasure to Krishna. But Krishna derives more pleasure from Radha. So there is a competition between the two, right there. Not only in this world there is competition, Vandi hai competition. There is competition there also. So Radhaji wants to please Krishna more, and Krishna wants to please Radha more. And they are both expanding in that expansion of pleasure potency and the pleasure. Means Radha is the energy of Krishna, and Krishna is the Shaktiman, energetic. You follow? So, but we, Jivatmas, are part and parcel of energy. We are really energy. That's why when the Jivatma leaves the body, body is dead, there is no more energy in that body. So the important thing is the energy, the soul. So therefore, we will always be energy. They will always be energetic. You see these small little children, you know, the moment they are born, they are energetic. They start crying and howling and moving their feet and heart and everything, hands and everything. But unfortunately, there are sometimes children who are born still, means dead. What is the use? There is no energy in that child, poor thing. So the parents are crying and everybody is crying, and then the body is taken away. Even before he technically is born. So what happens is, the soul is important, the energy is important. Radhaji is the supreme energy, and therefore we are subsidiary energy. You must know this. We'll never be supreme. And we should not try to compete with Radhaji. That is the first thing. Or with Krishna. Otherwise you have got a kunz mentality, or you have a mentality of a demon. So we are devotees, and we should always remain devotees. Okay? Haribol. So we have the president of Pune temple. Please get up. Radhesham Prabhu. Come on, come on, come on. He's doing a fantastic job. Everybody say Haribol 3 times. Haribol! 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 Actually, he and our Gaurang Prabhu were roommates in IIT. Oh! Haribol! 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 So now they are together, roommates here also, in this temple. So Radhaji appears from the left side of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. Anybody remember what was the name of that wonderful garden where Krishna was sitting when Radhaji appeared first time? Ras Mandala, correct? Acha. So that is how that Ra parts of Ras Mandala, that is the Radhaji's first part of the name. And then she appeared running to Krishna very enthusiastically. You know, these young girls, know they know how to run very fast. Unfortunately, young men run after them, but that's another story. But then Krishna did not do that. He said, let her run, she'll come back. Because he's all attractive, remember. So he knew that Krishna is going to come. Krishna knew that Radha is going to come to him. He hasn't got to go to her. So that way, smart, very smart. So he gave Radhaji the first chance to start serving him. Before Radhaji, there was nobody to serve Krishna. You see, there was nobody to love Krishna. So she is the pleasure potency. She is the main Haladani Shakti. And therefore, what did Radhaji do, you know? She wanted to increase infinitely the amount of pleasure for Krishna. And from the pores of her hair, it appeared like hair, not like our hair, but they are divine hair. From the pores of her hair, gopis came out. That is how the gopis came. Because we have all decided that by the end of this 1.5 hours, what are we going to do? We are going to all develop pure love of God, Krishna. Okay, that is our objective. We must have an objective. Otherwise, why we should all sit here? There must be an objective, there must be a time schedule, and we must finish that objective in the time schedule, 1.5 hours. Correct? So, we can develop this love of God if we follow the wonderful esteem that the gopis have for Lord Krishna, love for Krishna. So, the gopis first time appear from Radharani. Now, everybody is clear? Whether it's Lalita, whether it's Vishakha, they are there here. All the gopis, they are, and actually thousands of them started coming from Radharani's pores. Furthermore, this same Radharani, this is very important and interesting, she is from her left side, one is from the pores of the hair, the gopis come. But from the left side of Radharani, for the first time, Mahalakshmi comes. She appears from Radharani, from her left side, just like Radharani appeared from the left side of Krishna. Incidentally, anybody remember from the right side of Krishna who comes? Anybody remember? You know? Gaurang Prabhu? From the right side of Krishna, Viraja comes. Viraja. Viraja. Viraja takes the form of river between the material world and the spiritual world. And when we die, we can on our own reach up to the topmost level of the material world. Then we are at the bank of the Viraja River. And then who sends us the boat to cross this Viraja River? Radharani. That is why we require to know about Radharani and become servants of Radharani. That is why Gaur Mohan Day, father of Bhaktivedanta Swami, at that time Abhaycharan, wanted the blessings of Radharani for his son. Because the father always wishes the best for his son. Now, if you go to a place and you go to a river, it's a big river, and you have to go to the other side, you require a boat and a boatman to take you across. Especially if you are afraid to swim across. It's not possible sometimes. That is why we require the mercy of Radharani. It's now very clear. There is no option. There is no option but to start with the mercy of Radharani. Because then only you can proceed further to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So this Mahalakshmi appeared manifested from the left side of Radharani. So Radharani, if she had not come, we would not have Mahalakshmi. Now what happens is, Mahalakshmi is the wife of Narayan who lives in Vaikuntha. Part and parcel of Mahalakshmi is another lady called Rajalakshmi. Who is Rajalakshmi? Rajalakshmi is the wealth of all the kings. Okay, so part and parcel of Mahalakshmi is Rajalakshmi. There is another lady called Rajalakshmi. And part of this Rajalakshmi is called Mritya Lakshmi. Mritya Lakshmi is the Lakshmi that Grahasthis have. People who are at home, they have. So we have now got the full coverage. Who is Radharani? Who are the gopis? Where the gopis came from? We know where Mahalakshmi is also part and parcel of Radharani, where she came from. And we know down the line about Raja Lakshmi, etc. So this is very important to know first the facts. And then you can proceed further with the wonderful chapter of number 5, where the same Krishna is now asking Radharani what she wants. You see? Because when there is a lover and a beloved, it's a natural thing for one person to ask the other, what would you like? So Radharani says, I only want to serve you. That's all. I don't want anything for myself. So Krishna is now put into a dilemma. I have to provide service for this girl. So therefore, they have to come to this world. Because what happens then, as you all know, that Krishna has, when it comes to this world, he has a shadow. Just like you have a shadow. When you walk and there's light, because in this world we have light, sunlight or light, you have a shadow. So Abhimanyu is actually a living entity, isn't it? And he is a shadow of Lord Krishna himself. So for the worldly purpose, Radharani becomes the wife of Abhimanyu. Okay. But it's none other than Lord Krishna himself's shadow. That is Abhimanyu's position. So if you hear when you go to Vrindavan, you know, that Radharani has another husband and this and that, don't believe it. Actually Krishna only. Actually there is another story which I want to tell you. When they were very, very tiny, Krishna appeared first, Janmashtami, 15 days ago. Radharani's appearance is tomorrow. So what happened was that when they were very, very small, Lord Brahma decided that these two should get married. So actually at a very, very small age, a very quiet, small wedding took place where Krishna and Radha were actually married first by Lord Brahma. He acted as the main Brahmana in charge of the marriage ceremony. So this is the background as far as Krishna and Radharani are concerned. So what happened was actually that as per the time schedule, Krishna has to come to this material world. He has desired yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati varata abhyuthanam adharmasya sada sajamyaham. I always come from time to time, millennium to millennium, to this world. Either he himself will come personally or one of his expansions will come. Why? To give pleasure, basically, to give pleasure to the devotees and also in the process to annihilate the demons. But when he comes, Radharani also has to come. So he told Radharani, "Bhai, now I am going to go. Janmashtami is coming very close. So you get ready, pack your bags. We have to go." So she said, "No way. I am not going to the people of the dead. Because this world is Mrityu Lok. Mrityu means death. Lok means people. People of death. Why should I go to this blasted dirty place?" So she said, "No." Then Krishna said, "Baba, what? I can't do my lila alone, you know." So Govardhan, that's the one we already discussed. "Govardhan, you'll have to come." He said, "No, I won't go. Unless Yumna is going, I'm not going." You know, this is usually the case amongst friends and family members. If that one goes, I will go. Otherwise, I won't go. So Yumna, Krishna has to beg Yumna. "Yumna, please come. If you come, then this Govardhan will come. If Govardhan comes, then Radha will come." So Yumna says, "Okay, I will come, provided I become your wife." "Okay, okay, theek hai, aajao." Then Yumna comes. Now, this river, I must explain to you the significance. All of you are signing some check or some document sometimes, correct? You use a ball pen or a pen or something like that. In the old days, there was a pot of ink and you had to dip that pen and you had to write, isn't it? So, how are you recognized? How are you recognized? You are recognized by the ink flow on a check. The cashier in the bank has not seen your face. But he has seen that, he'll verify the original check or specimen signature and then he'll encash the check, isn't it? So, the flow of the ink becomes your signature. So the Yumna's flow of water is her signature. You follow? Everybody clear? Gangaji comes from the toe of Lord Vamandev. That's Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, expansion of Krishna. Isn't it? So Gangaji also flowed, but she was very heavy. She was a very heavy weight lady. So there was nobody to carry her. how the earth would have got dislocated or something. So Lord Shiva, as usual, Bholanath ko pakdo, because he's Bhola. So he's always doing all the tough jobs. So Bhola, Lord Shiva agreed to have Gangaji on his head. See, because then only that weight could be carried. That's what is very clear. That happens very often to us also, isn't it? Somebody, supposing you pack a very, very heavy bag, then you have to have a very strong person to carry your bag for you. Otherwise, you may dislocate your arm or something. So this is what actually is the signature, Yamunaji's or Gangaji's. That's why Saraswati or Kaveri, they are all ladies actually. They are actually there. They are devis. But for our benefit, they've left behind their signature in the form of the rivers. Okay, now that's clear. So Krishna is saying to Govardhan, Govardhan agrees, okay, I will come, provided Yamuna comes. So Yamuna ji goes. So that is how Yamuna is the sister of who? The Lord of Death, Yam. She is actually a twin sister. The father is Viveshwan. Viveshwan is the sun god. Okay. And Viveshwan has a wife. Anybody know the name of Viveshwan's wife? The Lord Viveshwan, sons Usha. Yes, correct. Usha is the wife. So Usha and Viveshwan have twins, Yamraj and Yamuna. So if you become friendly with Yamuna, what happens? Yam doesn't come anywhere near you. Neither Yamduts come near you. If the Yamduts come, they go away from a distance. Several of us have seen Yamduts, but anyway, that's a different story. We'll spend time on that later. So these two twins, Yamraj and Yamuna, are very important. Because Yamraj is also a great Mahajan, a great teacher, whom we should follow many of his teachings. And by chance, supposing by mistake, you happen to meet Yamraj, first thing you should ask, how's your sister Yamuna? Great friend of mine. You see, easiest way to solve the problem. You must, this is a basic principle. One Chinese great philosopher invented an item called Feng Shui. Now in Feng Shui, the fundamental principle of Feng Shui is relationship. You see, there is earth, there is fire, there is water, there is air, like that, you know, all the basic substances. Now, you know that fire and water are enemies. Means if the water falls on the fire will be extinguished, isn't it? So they can't get along. However, air gets along with both, isn't it? If air is there, then the fire goes strong. If air is there, the water is also happy. All right. So if you want, if the water wants anything done with the fire, it has to go via the air. So you have to find a person or personality who's friendly to the other person also. Otherwise, you may end up in trouble. See? So one has to be practical. So here is a very practical solution. In case Yamduts come, wait a minute, let me call Yamunaji. I've got her number. And this Tulsi Mala is a symbol. Everybody is wearing Tulsi here? Good, fortunately. Because Tulsi ji and Yamuna ji are best of friends, almost like twin sisters. And there is a commitment given by Yamraj to Tulsi Mataji that nobody wearing his Tulsi beads from his territory, means Yamduts or anybody, they will not pester your disciples. That is why we are wearing this Tulsi Mala. Is it all right? Everybody will wear in case you have not worn, correct? Okay. So now we've come to this most important chapter, appearance of Radharani on this earth. We already discussed how Radharani appeared in the original Golok Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, when Krishna was alone and then Radha appeared. Now, the same Radharani agrees to appear here. Now, at different millenniums, in kalpas, there are slight variations. Just like in the Ramayana, you'll find that sometimes Ram appears in a greenish hue. The color of his skin is slightly greenish. In another Ramayana, slightly reddish. Another one is bluish. So then people get confused. Now the confusion is removed like this, that in every kalpa, kalpa is composed of four, Satyug, Tretayug, Dwaparyug, and this Kalyug. So every four cycle, then again there is another Satyug. So the Lord also sometimes, because of his variegatedness, he may decide to appear in any color. He is free to do what he wants. Nobody can tell him you must appear in blue or you must appear in black. Why? They can't tell you, then what they can tell Lord himself. You can appear in any color you want. He is free, totally. So here, Lord Krishna has decided to come. And he did come. And 15 days thereafter, Radharani came. Now what happened in the very first time Radharani came to this earth? That is a very, very interesting story. Appearance of Radharani. Thereafter, she came many times in every kalpa. So the first time, there is a story that this Vindhya Parvata, Parvat means mountain. This, just like we have Himalaya, no? Him means snow. So Ali means where there is always snow. So Himalaya, of course, there is now global heating. We don't know what will happen afterwards. But as of today, there is a lot of snow in Himalaya. Similarly, there is another very beautiful mountain called Vindhya. This Vindhya mountain, no, also, as I told you about the signature of the ink, similarly, the mountains also have personalities. So this Vindhya mountain, he prayed desperately to have a daughter. Okay. But he wanted a daughter, none other than Radharani. That's all. That requires a lot of effort. It's not easy. So he did tremendous amount of tapasya. So much so, that Lord Brahma himself had to come down. And he asked him, so what do you want? Brahma asked him. So he said, Lord Brahma, I want Radharani as my daughter. And therefore I will, if Radharani comes, then Krishna is bound to come. So I am very happy if Radharani becomes my daughter. And Brahmaji, as you know, like many of the devatas, they very quickly say yes. Tathastu. And he went away. When he went back, he said, how the hell am I going to do this now? How am I going to arrange Radharani to come? Bol to diya, already I promised. But how will I fulfill this promise, you see? So he was in a dilemma. It's written here clearly. Worrying about how his boom would come to fruition. Fruition means fruitfulness. Lord Brahma underwent severe austerities himself. He had to. You see, because he had committed, and unlike our Indian politicians or any other politician, they honor the commitment, you see, so, and especially Brahmaji. So this Brahmaji has now to please Radharani. Radharani requires tremendous amount of, if you try to please, you have to do 3.5 crore times the jap of Mahamantra. That is what he did. He started praying to Radharani. And then Radharani was pleased with him. When she appeared as a daughter of Vrindya Parvat, and actually speaking, two children appeared together. Two daughters actually got twins. One was Radharani, the other was Chandravali. So Chandravali was a daughter of Vindhya originally. And then what happened is that the commitment was that she should be my daughter. So the moment these daughters appeared, no, Yog Maya carried them away. So that commitment was fulfilled. But where did they carry? These two girls were carried to Vrajbhumi and dropped there by Yog Maya. And there Vrishabhanu finds Radharani. This is the first time. The second time around means very recently, 5,000 years ago, hardly 5,000 years ago. The second story is that it was Surya Dev himself. We talked of, you know, Surya Dev, Viveshwan. Surya Dev, another name for Surya Dev is Bhanu. So he himself prayed for a daughter like Radharani. And then he was given a boon that you go to a place called Rawal, that It is still there. You can go to Ravel even now. And there, you take birth in the family of Mahabhanu. Mahabhanu was a very rich cowherd man. So Mahabhanu had 5 sons: Chandrabhanu, Ratnabhanu, Vrishabhanu, Suhubhanu, and Pratibhanu. So these were 5 sons. And each of them were very sober. But the most wonderful of these 5 sons was Vrishabhanu. So this Vrishabhanu was supposed to have this Radharani as his daughter, because he is none other than Surya. So now you know that the origin of Vrishabhanu is Suryadev. Is that clear now? Okay. Thank you. You learned it today or you knew it before? Okay. I'm glad to give such information. Because what happened is, this author of this book is a very good friend of mine. His name is Bhakti Purushottam Swami. He is the head of, he is in charge of Mayapur. He runs Mayapur. And one day I heard him and I was so much impressed by him. I said, why are you not writing all this down in one book? And we will print it together. So that's how this book has arrived. So this, he has got infinite amount of information on Radharani. He's an authority on Radharani. So I told him, you are an authority on Radharani. We don't have any books on Radharani. You must put it in writing, everything. So he wrote. So I immediately printed it, because I thought everybody should benefit. So this Suryadev is none other than this one, Vrishabhanu. Nearby, there was another rich cowherd man. See, all these people, know they were very rich. Huh? These people in Vrindavan were not poor like sometimes you see today. That is because of some other reasons. But in the original time, they had lots of cows, lots of milk, lots of butter, everything, all facilities. They were really rich. And there was another gentleman in Vraj called Bindu. And his wife's name was Mukhara. And they had 5 sons and 3 daughters. So this one of the daughters, the youngest one, was called Kalavati. And she was also known as Kirtida. Kirtida is none other than Kalavati. So this Kirtida married this gentleman, Vrishabhanu. And therefore they got this child called Radharani. So this is the father and mother of Radharani. But unfortunately, tragedy struck. You know, like all in this world, everything is like that. Sometimes tragedy, sometimes happiness. This child is born, Radharani, but the eyes are closed. They thought she is blind. Such a beautiful child. The most beautiful girl on earth. And the eyes are not open. Why? Because this Radharani wants to see nobody except Krishna first. Now this our friend Krishna is not interested to come there. To Raval. Everybody is going there to see this beautiful daughter of Vrishabhanu. But Krishna is dragging his feet. So finally Yashoda Maya has to drag him and take him there. And the moment Krishna enters, you know, the room where Radharani is, this little baby in cradle, she opens and becomes very, very happy. So that was they were shocked, surprised that this girl was blind up to now for 15 days. And then suddenly when Krishna appears, she opened her eyes. And the eyes were the most beautiful of all eyes you could ever think of. They look like crystal jewels, like Chintamani. All the mercy would flow from her eyes, Radharani's eyes. In short, she needed Krishna to do the opening ceremony of the eyes. Just like sometimes we have some stores or some mall or something, you know, opening ceremony, somebody comes. So Krishna did the opening ceremony. So here is Radharani, and she is very, very happy that Krishna has come. So you now know that the appearance of Radharani is very, very auspicious for all of us. Because if Radharani didn't appear, many things would not have happened. Number one, there would be no Malakshmi. There would be no Rajalakshmi. We wouldn't have any Lakshmi. That's the first point. Because all Lakshmis emanate from Radharani. Okay? And that's very important to have Lakshmi basically. Otherwise, what would you do? That's on one side. But for our ultimate goal of life, as I said, we have to take this lesson from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we have to develop pure love of God. And nobody can deliver us pure love of God unless they already have that. Just like supposing you want milk, where do you go? You go to a milkman, isn't it? Because he has the milk, he can deliver it to you. If you go to a chemist, what would happen? You'll get caustic soda, that white color thing, you know. Looks like milk, but it's not real milk. So, synthetic thing. So, you have to have the original thing. Now, to get the original love of Krishna, better to go to Radharani. Because she has full of it. Bhandar means warehouse of this. And she can freely distribute. How? Because of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually is in the mood of Radharani. So if you prayed, that's how we started our today, isn't it? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Daya karo more. Tumma bina ke dayalu jagata sansare. Isn't it? So it is Lord Chaitanya who will give you the benefit. After all, we are business people. Every day we do business. And we are not fools. We want the maximum profit. We want to know in the minimum time how to get the maximum return on investment. The best investment is to pray to Lord Chaitanya and serve Lord Chaitanya and his sampradaya, his disciples, his various followers. Because they are the ones who can take us to Radharani. It is Radharani who can take us to Krishna. And then what happens? 4.9 Bhagavad Gita. What is that 4.9 Bhagavad Gita? Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo viti tetvata taktva deham punarjanma neti mam eti so Arjuna. Janma karma cha me divyam. Those who understand my divine appearance and my divine activities. Now, when we talk of divine activities of Krishna, he is, what activities he is doing? Activities is with Radharani. That's most divine. So therefore we have to understand the divine activities of Radharani with Krishna also. Isn't it? Because he himself alone, he's not doing any divine activities. He's just sitting there. Where? In the Rasmandala. Thinking, now what to do? And because he thought of that, Radharani appeared. Okay. So, janma karma cha divyam evam yo viti tatvata. So if you really know in tattva means essence, real truth, down to earth thing, then what happens? Neti maam eti so Arjuna. You don't have to take birth again in this material world with your body or mind also full of bones and blood and stool and urine and fat and grease and whatnot. So what is the use of having this body? And it's entrapped. The soul is entrapped in all this horrible stuff. Can't get out. It's not that something you can get out and get in easily. You see, just like clothes. So once you got out, you don't want to get back again into a material body. So then what body will you get into? Body of a spiritual body. So to develop your spiritual body, you have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's a formula. It's a very simple, straightforward formula given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Kali Santar Upanishad, that simply chant this holy name of the Lord without causing naturally any disturbance to anybody else by making any offenses. And automatically, you don't have to make any effort. Just like the baby, once it enters into, how does the baby enter in the womb of a mother? You know, these jivatmas who die, they go up to the cloud level. They come down as along with the rain. You see, with the rain drop, jivatmas also come. And they go onto this earth. Along with the wheat or whatever grass or whatever it is, the jivatma gets involved with that. So the wheat may be eaten by any of these men, myself or anybody. Then that jivatma is already in the wheat. Then that wheat is in me. That wheat becomes part of me. And then I impregnate my wife. Then she gets the child. But if it's a bull is eating that grass, then the jivatma goes in the bull, the cow, and then that boom, and then that calf comes out, or a deer, or anything else, grass-eating horse. So we don't want to become a horse, isn't it? We don't want again to get back involved in this material world. So to avoid that, that's a negation. We don't want that. Then what do you want? The positive side. So this only positive formula is Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By chanting this Mahamantra, which doesn't cost us any money, doesn't really take so much time. It takes hardly 2 hours to chant 16 rounds or a little more than that. Follow the four regulative principles, which is very simple and very enjoyable also, and give you good health also to complete the rounds. Therefore, what happens? You get a spiritual body, which is the alternate, better alternate. If a better alternate is offered to you, you'll grab that. Why should you grab an inferior alternate? Supposing, just for the sake of argument, somebody says, now here is a Mercedes car and here is a cycle, three-wheel cycle. Which one do you want? So you'll not take a three-wheel cycle. You'll prefer to take a Mercedes car. Isn't it? It's obvious. Why should you travel in the road on a three-wheel cycle, everybody laughing at you? But that's exactly what we've got. We've got this human body, and the whole universe, all the superior worlds all over the world are looking at us. Look at these stupid fellows in this Mrityulok. They have purposely, forcibly gone into this material world. Actually, we made a forced entry into this. I want to go to this Mrityulok, and that's how we've come here. Stupidly. You can't find a bunch of more stupid people than coming in this material world. Why? Now that we know that we are stupid, okay, and then we've got the real knowledge, wealth of knowledge, how to get out of this stupidity, then again to get back into stupidity is really stupid. Then nobody can help you. Then you are a master of stupidity. Why become master of stupidity? Or later on a PhD in stupidity? Why do that? You see? When there's a better option given to us, that we get out of this material world once and for all, so that we don't have to come back. Where do we go then? We go to a superior place, to the spiritual world. And then it's not that there are less people there. There are three times the number of souls there. So there's plenty of good company. It's not that there is no company there. See? Actually, there are three times more devotees there than all these Mrityulok fellows here. You see? And you never know. You see, here it's so dangerous place. You never know who's going to let down somebody. Somebody, kisi ko chaku maar dega in the middle of the street. Somebody will daga dega, you know. Somebody will cheat you. All this goes on here. Where? In this jail. How do you know this jail? Because it's called Durga. And there is a superintendent of jail. That is Durga Devi. She is actually the superintendent of a jail. That is actually the literally Sanskrit translation into English. So most of these jailbirds like us are praying to this Durga Devi. Please, Durga Devi, take us out of this place. How the poor thing can take it out? She's superintendent of jail. She's not superintendent of exit route. The exit route is belonging to somebody else. You follow? So we have to get the exit out. We have not come please the jail keeper all the time. Because that jail keeper will say, okay, you are pleasing me now. Please me more. Keep on pleasing me. Then you are stuck with that jail keeper, you know. So we are not interested in that. We are interested in final release. And final release can come through the help of Radharani only. Is this clear? So are there any questions or any doubts? Any comments? Prabhuji? Radhesham Prabhu? I would like you to also speak a few words, Radhesham Prabhu. Are Baba. You come here on the mic. Because tell us about the wonderful Pune project. You are giving so much benefit to citizens of Pune. Pune. Come, come, come. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Actually, it's really remarkable. He didn't want to go to Pune. He was actually with us here. But Radhanath Maharaj, because of his wisdom, he said, you are the person who can do things over there. And he has done such wonderful service and given so much benefit to the citizens of Pune and established the ISKCON that has pleased Prabhupada so much. So, please, I have to give you this garland. So now you have come. Now this is the mic.
Complete karega fir main dega.
Hare Krishna. I want to thank you for the book. I read most of the book. Most of this book. Very wonderful.
Say something from you about Radharani. Come on.
Hare
Krishna. What did you find best in the book?
Okay, I was collecting some of the names of Srimati Radharani given in this book. One name of Srimati Radharani is, she is called as Ramya Vak, which means she has a sweet speech. Another name is Ujjwala Smita, which means she smiles very brilliantly. Another name is Saki Pranayita Vasha, which means she becomes controlled by her assistants. And she's also called as Madhura, just like Krishna is called as Madhura Adipati Rakhilam Madhura. Similarly, Radharani is also called as Madhura, which means she's sweet. She's called
number one.
That's the first
one.
Yeah, first one. And she's called Vanita, which means she's most humble. Humble, Vanita. So that part I found the best, actually. Also, the pastime where the gopis... Actually, Krishna declares that even Yashodamayi will take shelter of Srimati Radharani's feet. Yeah. Actually, I earlier knew that we all have to take shelter of Srimati Radharani, but not Yashoda. But that pastime I found in this book. Thank you very much. Srimati Radharani ki. Ajay Prabhu ki.
Tell about the new project.
Yeah. In Pune we are coming up with a new temple in the outskirts of Pune. It is within the Pune city limits. It's called as New Vedic Cultural Center. Actually, we never had earlier a plan of going for a new temple. Because we thought a new temple, big temple means big management, rough, right?
Big headache.
Big headache also, yeah. but we found the current place very small, and the number of devotees are increasing, and festivals, we have a lot of devotees coming. So there was one gentleman living in the same lane where we are having current temple now, one Mr. Banerjee. So one day he came to Radha Kunji Bihari temple and saw the deities. He was very inspired. So he came and asked us whether you all could come to my house and take care of one Balaji deity which I have with me. So we thought Balaji must be a small Balaji deity. When we went to his house, we found it was a 5-foot-tall deity. So it was in the center of his house and he was worshipping very nicely. So then our pujari started going every day and doing puja in the morning and offering worship. And he was an old man. He was about 82 or 83 years old. So he was very thankful for the worship. And he said, if ISKCON can take care of this deity, then I will give my house to ISKCON after I pass away, he said. So then we agreed. He gave a written agreement. And within the next 3 years, he passed away. He had no issues and no family. So then we performed his antim sanskar, everything for him. About 200-300 devotees came and did kirtan and everything. Then we sold the house. We got about 1.5 crores. We got from that. Then we were inspired to go for a new temple land. And we were searching for a new temple land. And we got one land within Pune city limits, which was 1.7 crores. So we only had 1.5. Then I immediately told my accountant to check the bank account, and we had exactly 20 lakhs. So we emptied our bank account and we purchased the new land after that. So in the new temple land, we are going to have Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Mandir along with Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra and Gaur Nittai. There'll be a big temple. And behind the big temple, we are also going to have a temple for the Balaji. And in South Indian style, with all the stapatis are going to do that. We have a beautiful pond in front of the Balaji temple where we will have the boat festival and all. And we also have a Govinda restaurant. About 150-200 people can take prasadam at the same time. And we will be having a sanskar hall. About 1,000 people can attend a marriage there. Marriage or birthday, any festival. Then there'll be a 80-100 room guest house also. It's likely to come, yeah.
You're offering the rooms for...
Yes, we are offering the rooms also. So we also have seminar halls and everything. And the temple is in a very beautiful location. The Vastu consultant was telling us that every... On one side we have the mountain ranges. So he said exactly that's the way it should be. Yeah. Yeah. And it is a beautiful hill. It's in the... It's very, very nice green setting. It's in the almost outskirts of Pune. So it's a 3 years project. His Grace Jayadev Prabhu is the construction in charge for the temple. He's practically living in the new temple site all the time and getting it done with a team of devotees. So almost just 2-3 months are over since the construction started, and it's likely to come through in about 2.5 years or so. And I'm very thankful to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and His Holiness Gopalakrishna Goswami Maharaj, who are GPCs of Pune, who are coming regularly and inspiring us. And I had invited Naji Prabhu to come and address all of our donors in Pune. And many of the donors, while leaving, were asking me, we only knew him to be a big businessman. We never knew he's a great pandit also. Because he was quoting a lot from Ramayana and from Krishna's pastimes, and many shlokas Prabhuji was quoting. But I'm planning to invite him more frequently now as the new temple is coming up. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So Pune is almost like an extension of Bombay now with this super expressway and this trains running very fast. So anyone who goes to Pune should contact Radhasham Prabhu and his team. Wonderful devotees there, excellent devotees. In fact, one of my friends there, one Mr. Praveen Agarwal, he is also donating money, and his good wife. So that's how it is. So shall we have kirtan? No? Okay. Any questions or comments? I'm sorry. Since there are no comments or questions, we'll have kirtan. Okay.